Organics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I certainly appreciate you joining me. Another interesting show this week. I'm going to start out this particular weekend with my friend James Turk. James, you know, during the course of the Cambridge House show, anyway, I was chatting with a colleague of ours, Marin Katusa, who's involved with Casey Research, and Marin brought up the possibility of India paying for its oil from Iran in terms of gold, and he said, you know, that's just the first step in the demise of the petrodollar. What are your comments on that?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting observation by Marin, and this is actually a continuation of a trend that started actually a number of years ago. A lot of countries have been doing bilateral agreements, particularly China. China's got bilateral agreements with Brazil. It's also creating bilateral agreements with other Asian countries. What these bilateral agreements are is they use the Brazilian currency or the Chinese currency to do an international trade transaction. They don't actually use the U.S. dollar anymore, and that's obviously going to decrease the demand for the dollar. But there's a bigger picture issue here, Al, that really goes back to President Nixon and Treasury Secretary John Connolly and all of the monetary problems back in the 1970s. And Connolly said that the dollar is our currency, but your problem, you know, speaking to the rest of the world. And as the dollar continues to be mismanaged by the Federal Reserve, more and more countries will look for alternatives. So it's not too surprising that India is thinking of purchasing crude oil with its gold.
Now, that supposedly is, at this stage, just a rumor. I can't believe that this is going to go anywhere. And the only reason I say that, you know, and history could definitely prove me wrong, but the Iranian government, you know, those are some pretty smart people. And saber rattling is one thing, but actually taking on the world in a military conflict is something I don't think will ever happen. I personally think they're going to acquiesce and do whatever the rest of the world seems to want them to do. So I don't think it's an issue. But as you said, in the total scheme of things, you know, if you look at the long-term validity, I guess is the word that I would use, as the U.S. dollar, as the reserve currency of the world, I really believe that's coming to an end because too many countries just don't believe in that anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, they see the way that the Federal Reserve is increasing the quantity of dollars. They see the growing debt by the U.S. federal government where, you know, dollars are just being printed and printed to fund these budget deficits. You know, so a lot of countries are rightly worried about, you know, what's going to happen to the dollar. And, you know, as a consequence, they're making other alternatives.
There's no question about that. I don't know. At the risk of being gloom and doom all the time, I just don't see anything other than a reconfiguration in terms of world currencies, world reserve currencies, and the rest of it. I really don't. And we have made too many mistakes over here in the United States in terms of handling our economy. And I'm not really sure without a complete reorganization, which I don't think the government would be willing to do, but without a complete reorganization, I'm not really sure that we're not going to have some very difficult times for us to go through. Now, having said that, in difficult times, and we talk about this a lot, gold and silver are, in our opinions, this is not investment advice, but in our opinions, the best place to be right now. And I have to tell you, James, right now, I personally am very, very bullish on silver. My feeling started from a conversation you and I had maybe a month or so ago, but I think that silver right now is, in the short term anyway, is a much better place to be than gold. What does James Turk think about that?
Yeah, you know, it was a spectacular month of January. You know, silver was up 19% in the month of January. Gold was up 11% in the month of January. You know, it's very rare to see those kinds of rates of appreciation. But, you know, I think we're going to see more of that this year for the same reasons that, you know, we've been discussing so many times now, that, you know, there are problems with the dollar and people are seeking safe alternatives, and gold and silver, you know, are a safe alternative, and because they're so undervalued, they're very, very compelling.
Well, they're very, very compelling. I have to say, though, that I like your philosophy, and that is, You buy a little bit every month as a form of savings, and you don't worry about the short-term fluctuations, because in the end, that's how you win, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, in a bull market, it doesn't really matter, you know, when you buy it, because ultimately you're going to see higher and higher prices. So the way to approach a bull market is to eliminate the emotion. You know, the emotion is a problem when it comes to, you know, making investments or handling money. What you have to do is look at it logically and in a disciplined way. And the best way to impose discipline on yourself is pick a day of the month that works with your family budget and, you know, buy silver and or buy gold, you know, whatever you want, or a combination of the two, on that day, regardless of the price. You know, some months you're going to be buying at a higher price, some months you're going to be buying at a lower price. But when it's all said and done, at the end of this bull market and a few years down the road, the average cost at which you've accumulated that metal will be very, very attractive compared to, you know, what the future price of the metal will be.
I got a question for you on this topic, and that is, our CPA mentioned that his many of his customers who are invested in gold and silver have found out that they can't get anywhere near the purchase price that they thought they could get for their commodity. For example, gold right now is what? Let's just pick a number, $1,700 an ounce, and our CPA is telling me that his clients are saying they can't get anywhere near that amount in terms of a sales price if they decide they want to lighten up a little bit. I've never heard of that before. Do you have any comments on that?
Buying gold is like buying any foreign currency. You know, if you're going to make a trip to London, you know, for a few weeks and you need to buy some British pounds, you're going to pay a little bit of a premium above the spot price. And generally, the larger the transaction you have, the smaller the premium will be, which is the exact same thing for gold. So if you're buying, you know, one-ounce coin, you might be paying a 10 or 12% premium over the spot price. If you're buying several of them, you might be buying at a much smaller premium. And, you know, one of the attractions of gold money is that we have a relatively small premium even for small amounts of metal because of the way we operate with the ownership of larger bars. So what you need to do is to get the most gold for your metal and what you really need for your money, the most metal for your money. What you need to do is shop around a little bit to see where you can get the lowest premium.
Well, I found that, too. Now, what is your, in terms of premiums, let's talk a little bit about gold money. I'm a real supporter of you guys. What's the premium on coming out?
There's no expense on coming out. We always will buy metal back from you at the spot price. So you only have an expense coming in. And when you're buying gold, the maximum expense would be 2.49%. So you get $100 of gold for $102.49. Now, comparing that to, you know, $100 of gold in terms of coins or anything else, it's a very, very attractive proposition. As the transactions get larger, they go down to under 1%, you know, for the really, you know, institutional-sized transactions. So it's a very economical way to accumulate gold as well as to accumulate silver.
Well, it is. There's no question about that. James, in terms of 2002, I'm just curious. I am bullish as to the future for gold and silver in 2002. I'm bullish as to the future of gold stocks and silver stocks in 2002. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you mean 2012, I think, right?
I meant 2012.
Yeah, you know, I'm bullish. I do the same thing. I am very bullish. The problems in the monetary system haven't been solved. You know, they're still there. And they're not even really being treated to, or, you know, attacked. And as a consequence, you know, that's what's driving gold and silver higher. And, you know, hopefully this year will be better for the mining stocks. You know, the mining stocks are also undervalued, just like gold and silver. They haven't done as well as people would expect or people would like, given the rising gold prices. But keep in mind, Al, when you're buying stocks, you're making an investment. When you're buying gold or silver, you're buying money. You know, there are two different parts of a component, components of a portfolio. Your stocks, which are your investment component, and then your liquidity, which is your money. So you have to decide if you're prepared to take those risks of owning the stocks. But if you are, you know, they'll probably do well this year, too.
There you have it from James Turk, the Dean of the Gold Analysts. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry powder, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You know, you got to admit, James Turk is a very, very interesting individual. I'm chatting with my friend Alan Butler. Alan has a program in Atlanta, Georgia, on a major station down there called Butler on Business. He is one of the most interesting people when you talk about financial issues around. If you can get his station when you're in the area, you know, you really got to tune in. But I mean, he's a very, very, very interesting show. He and Jason do a great job. He also podcasts. So if you go to www.butleronbusiness.com, you can get the podcast also. Alan and I were talking earlier about some conventional situations, and he was chatting a little bit about how, in his mind, quantitative easing, QE3, has already started. I agree with him 100%. Alan, can you elaborate?
Sure. Al, first of all, whenever a central bank cannot provide direct, overt assistance, insolvent investment banks or one of the governments, there's no need to worry. These central banks can still provide indirect assistance, and that's what's taking place right now. I'm sure everyone is familiar with the dollar swap arrangement that Chairman Bernanke announced a few weeks back. Well, this recently announced backdoor bailout of European financial institutions, to me, illustrates the point. The European Central Bank, by virtue of its treaty, cannot directly bail out the insolvent governments, the ones we're calling the pigs. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Reserve cannot directly rescue Europe's insolvent banks. Enter these indirect bailouts, and this is how it works. Our Fed is extending unlimited lines of credit to this ECB under these so-called swap agreements. The ECB, in turn, provides dirt cheap capital to these struggling banks in Europe.
Right.
Then the banks, understanding this unspoken quid pro quo, take this dirt cheap financing to buy the high yielding bonds of Greece, Italy, Spain, and the rest of these characters. So if you follow the money, the Fed is lending money to the Greek government, and all along the way, the insolvent European banks are making money they do not deserve to make, while we, U.S. taxpayers, holders of U.S. dollars, are losing money that we do not deserve to lose.
I would agree 1,000% on that one. Now, having said that, I think that that's only one of the ills that are facing the American public. And I have to say, I interviewed a fellow from Australia on this subject. He is a captain for Cathay Pacific Airlines. And he lived in the United States for a number of years. And he said, my observation on what's going on in your country right now, no disrespect to your government, but he said, I've got to tell you, I think the American people, for lack of better terms, are really getting bad service, I guess is a polite way to put it, as opposed to just using the word stiffed, by your government. And I would agree with that. And what you're talking about, Alan, is a great example.
Now they have gotten totally off the leash. The week they announced this currency swap, the amount of swaps, i.e. loans, with the ECB was only $2.4 billion.
Right.
Now, for the week ending December 14th, it had already jumped up to $54 billion. Now, dating back to January 18th, it's at $103 billion. If you look at the monetary inflation that they're creating right now, I mean, it is a staggering sum. They will march this thing, my guess would be upwards of $1 trillion. And meanwhile, our news media, our press, particularly our financial press, they're not reporting this story. And to me, this is one of the most significant things happening really behind our backs at the moment.
Well,
you can follow the amount of what they're doing by going to the Fed's Cleveland Bank and looking at their website. I mean, and if you look at it, this backdoor QE operation, they're barely just kicking the can down the road for a little bit, but this new Fed operation is inflationary, and it will become more inflationary as the volume of currency swaps on the Fed's balance sheet continues to grow. And for a fellow who's proud of mining stocks, as you should be, if you go to the Cleveland Fed's website, and you look at the size of these credit swaps, the rate at which they're going, it'll make you want to listen to Big Al and know which mining stocks to buy.
A couple of other things that I think are worth just bringing up in passing are, number one, the situation in California, for example. Their budget shortfall is so great down there that they, it looks like, are going to have to float a $3 billion bond on Wall Street because their tax revenues have fallen so far behind. You know, there's another nail in the coffin, and here's another one, as we were talking about off the air. Bank of America, could that perhaps be the next Lehman? I don't know. What does Alan Butler think?
I think at this point that the Federal Reserve is willing to print up any amount of money, to lend any amount of money, to do whatever is necessary to keep these insolvent banks insolvent. The U.S. taxpayer, the value of a dollar be damned. I don't know that they will allow it to fail. They may inflate us into oblivion, keeping them afloat.
Well, now, wait a minute. Well, you're contradicting the President of the United States, who said in his State of the Union address, no more bailouts. Huh?
I have quite a few omissions from Obama's State of the Union address. He and I think we're looking at two different unions, but...
Right.
But he's big on these bailouts.
Sure he is. Sure he is.
You know, now you mentioned California. They've had quite the shortfall. They had their revenues are $2.6 billion less than they were projecting, while their spending, coincidentally, is $2.6 billion more than they were planning on.
Yeah.
I would say that's quite the miss.
It's one of the things that keeps me so bullish, Alan, on the mining sector and on precious metals. I mean, what people thought were strong fundamental reasons to invest in the conventional stock market and the U.S. dollar in the past, they're really, really almost non-existent right now. And unfortunately, I don't see that changing.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Al. You know, I've got a list of things that Obama failed to bring up in his State of the Union, but back to those banks. These politically connected banks continue to grow at the expense of the rest of us. I mean,
right.
it was Obama that reconfirmed Ben Bernanke, the same Ben Bernanke that missed the housing bubble,
right.
Same Ben Bernanke that missed the fact that we were entering into a recession.
Right.
He appointed him for another 4 years. We've seen 389 smaller banks with a total of $297 billion in assets have failed under Obama. The big banks and their derivatives are up dramatically. Obama is a member of that big banking institution. He was bought and paid for by those banks, in my opinion.
Thank God we live in a country where freedom of speech is still valid. Because if it weren't, you couldn't do your great show, and I couldn't do mine. Alan, always a pleasure. You guys stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. I got Axel Merck with me right now. Axel is involved with the Merck Funds, known as the Authority on Currencies. No question about that. I've known Axel for a lot of years, and this man does know an awful lot about currency, currency trading, currency investing, and what have you. Axel wrote a very, very interesting article that I read earlier in the week, and the article is entitled, Do Tax and Regulatory Policies Pose a Threat to the Dollar? Basically, the general subject that Axel is dealing with here is which party is better for the dollar, the Republicans or the Democrats. And he makes some really, really interesting points that I would have to say point pretty much to the Republicans. Axel, where do we start on this?
Well, we work very hard on being equal opportunity offenders.
There you go. Me too.
we generally have gripes about the left and the right. First, let's talk about this notion that everybody always thinks that economic growth is kind of the key to a strong currency. And in the U.S., that is true because we have a current account deficit. We need to attract money from abroad to support the currency. But if you look at Japan, the more dysfunctional the economy is, the better the yen appears to be. They have a current account surplus, at least so far they still have it. And with that, when they're spending less, then consumers are saving more. And so in the U.S., we have these policies that are aimed at growth. The problem is, of course, we are driving the growth with debt. And so, unfortunately, both parties don't really have the right solution. What we need to do in the U.S., we need to foster savings and investment. And in words, policymakers agree, but in action, you always want to have growth at any cost. And then when you're out of office, maybe you focus on investing and savings because that usually is a dampener on short-term economic growth.
What I'm curious about is two things. Okay, number one, your comment that the current account deficit has a very, that we have right now. Let me rephrase that and say the current account status has a very, very major implication on the value of a currency. Elaborate on that for me, would you?
Well, the current account deficit is exactly, and it was 2010, the latest year number published, $470 billion, is exactly the number foreigners need to buy in order to keep the dollar from falling. Every day, over $1 billion, said $2 billion or so, have to be bought in U.S. dollar-denominated assets. And so that it's the funding deficit, so to speak. We mostly driven by the trade deficit, that because of the trade deficit, well, we need to ship dollars into the country. And of course, why would you do that? Well, you do it for political stability and whatever, but primarily you do it because you think there's going to be economic growth. And so when you have policies that put regulatory roadblocks in the way, that's not good for the dollar. When you have a policy that says, hey, I want to promote domestic jobs, well, yes, that's great, but the question is, how do you do it? If you do it with tariffs and trade barriers to punish those that go overseas, then you're punishing the new generation jobs that have adjusted to the new world, and you're trying to subsidize the old generation jobs. And that's not going to work very long. And so you have to look at the details, but primarily what you want to have, you want to have sustainable policies. That means you don't want to have a budget deficit. You don't want to have policies that encourage shipping jobs overseas. And unfortunately, well, the one thing that would work is to have, a national sales tax. And that's, of course, a non-starter in the current economic environment. But that would tax consumption and encourage more the investing side. And so it's those sort of policies that our policymakers are not trying to pursue that would help the U.S. dollar.
I personally think you hit the nail right on the head with the VAT tax. And the reason I say that is because there is no way that a VAT tax is punitive to investment, okay, for lack of better terms. You know, the typical argument that people will give, that the right anyway would give, that I happen to subscribe to, would give in terms of increased taxation. And the real hot button right now, putting it very, very simplistically, is, you know, the rich need to pay a more fair share of taxes. Well, that is the current mantra right now, and I think that that's a mantra that's going to be really, really played over and over and over again ad nauseum in the upcoming election. But the fact of the matter is, when you tax business, okay, when you tax investment, that, in my opinion, is really, really counterproductive to economic growth, as is another major policy that we see coming from the left. And that other major policy is not worrying about putting a limit on the supply of dollars. Both of those things in no way will increase, in my mind, the value of the U.S. dollar.
Well, sure, and let's keep in mind, corporate taxes are less than $200 billion in total, and we have trillion-dollar deficits. And so if you want to attract money to come home, why not get rid of the corporate tax rate altogether? I'm intentionally being here a bit provocative, but one of the things we have learned in the rest of the world, look at Scandinavia, very high value-added tax, very low corporate tax. So what that means is corporate capital is flexible. You can move your headquarters, you can move your taxes. The citizens aren't as flexible. And this isn't about fairness. This is about trying to balance the books. There aren't enough rich people around to balance the budget. And so you have to first think about what are the major levels. And if you look at something like a national sales tax or a value-added tax, that's one of the few ways, an energy tax as well, one of the few ways through which you can accumulate a substantial amount of revenues. Now, do we like it? Well, probably not. We always like to tax the rich guys or the other guys. But we have to balance those with what is practical, and I'm just talking here with regard to the value of the dollar. If you want the dollar to be strong, then tax consumption, don't tax investments.
I agree 1,000%. In my humble opinion, knowing what I know about finance and economics, there's a bit of an oxymoron, but knowing what I know, there is absolutely no logical reason other than emotional raising emotional ire and, for lack of better terms, getting votes. There's absolutely no reason to promote the Buffett rule, for lack of better terms, or whatever the president wants to call it, because there is no way that that's going to solve the problem. And unfortunately, go ahead.
Interestingly, the folks that promote those things, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and the like, well, they're the ones who benefited from the tax rules to get rich. And now that they're rich, they say, all right, let's change the rules. So that's one of the reasons. Most Americans like to earn more money. And so they, even if they're not in the category of paying millions of dollars, they kind of like the idea that they might make it there if they work very hard. If you take that incentive away, anybody who is wealthy can can engage in some taxation arithmetic and postpone capital gains, can do other things to postpone getting income. So if taxation goes too high, people will pay less taxes. And we've seen that all over the world, that when tax rates get to be too high, people are starting to avoid taxes, either through legal means or even illegal means.
Right.
And so you want to have taxation, of course, that people agree on. But more important than taxation is, of course, then also the revenue side. You need to have one of the few areas where I agree with Ben Bernanke, it's not about so much about the level of government spending. It's about matching government spending with the revenue side. So if you agree to have kind of bare-bottom Social Security, well, then you can have low taxes. If you want to have a welfare state, you need to have higher taxes. But you cannot do it through deficit spending. And so the tax policies there do have an important element of where that money is coming from, how it is channeled. But ultimately, it is about having sustainable policies that foster savings and investment. And, of course, on the regulatory side, you don't want to put roadblocks into the way, into very basic ways of encouraging growth.
Okay, as we said at the beginning of our little conversation here, our big conversation here, I guess is a better way to put it, which party would be better for a stronger dollar? Summarize.
Well, the summary is that we're going to get gridlock. We're not going to have solutions. Every party always wants to just spend taxes the better way. If you look at Newt Gingrich, for example, he says, oh, what the Democrats are spending on is a waste, but we'll establish a lunar base. And so the Japanese do the same thing. Every country does the same thing. It's always the other guys that are so bad at spending, but the way we spend it is so much better. So unfortunately, the left and the right aren't all that different. And ultimately, the one thing that they both agree on is that we'll redefine the benefits we'll pay to our pensioners, the CPI, will inflate our way out of this. We'll erode the purchasing power of the dollar. That's with no matter who you vote for. Unfortunately, that's how we see the way forward.
I don't disagree with that. And unfortunately, it's more politics as usual. And what you were saying adds so much credibility to the argument of our many, many listeners out there who comment on our blog. And we do appreciate that, by the way. But their comments basically are, it doesn't matter whether a Republican or a Democrat gets in, because you know what? The policies, really, on the surface, there are emotional differences, but the basic economic policy taken to a very, very basic level seem to be exactly the same, and unfortunately, that is not good at all for the United States. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome in. You're here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. I have a new guest on the line with me, a very, very interesting individual. His name is Paul Antonori. Paul is the author of a book entitled A Modest Proposal to Amend the Constitution. The guy is really, really a constitutional expert. He's a veteran trial lawyer. He's got over 50 years experience in both federal and state trial courts and appellate courts throughout the United States. He was elected to the office of State Attorney General for the 13th Circuit of Florida in 1964, and on and on and on. It's a real pleasure to have him on the show. Paul, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate your taking some time.
Thank you, Al. It's an honor to be here.
Got a question for you. My hero in this world is Congressman Ron Paul. And the reason that he is my hero is that a couple of things. Number one, he's never changed any opinion on anything that he's said for as long as I've been following him, which is probably the last 20 years. And number two, he really believes in the Constitution. The Constitution, in my opinion, in the United States right now, is, to put it bluntly, being trashed. What are your comments on that one?
I subscribe to that 100%. Ron Paul is perhaps the most authentic political candidate that I've ever seen come on the political stage in many a decade. I don't ever remember anyone as authentic and sincere as Ron Paul. He is a lover of the law of the Constitution, which means the original meaning of the Constitution according to the design of the Founding Fathers. That is to be distinguished, by the way, with what people, many in the liberal academia and the liberal media, refer to as constitutional law. Not the same thing. Constitutional law is what the latest decision of the Supreme Court is. Mm-hmm. And you can never rely on that, because the Supreme Court, with monotonous regularity, has overruled and superseded and changed its mind and reversed itself on case after case after case since the beginning of time. So that is so-called constitutional law. It's the latest pronouncement of the Supreme Court that we're supposed to all bow down to, you know, the law of the land and all that garbage. But the law of the Constitution, as distinguished from constitutional law, the law of the Constitution is the original meaning of the words of the U.S. Constitution inscribed by the Founding Fathers that does not change and cannot change unless we have a constitutional convention to change and amend those words. So if anyone thinks that I'm crazy in advocating a constitutional convention to amend the Commerce Clause and the Spending Clause as I am doing, it's not because I am a proponent of big government, just the opposite. I am an advocate of limited government, as Ron Paul is, of limited government, but realize that the only way we're going to achieve limited government is by actually changing some of those words the Founding Fathers put in there to clarify the original intent and meaning of the Founding Fathers. So we are honoring the Founding Fathers. We're respecting the original meaning of the Constitution. But to get to that point, unfortunately, we do have to have a convention. We do have to amend those words because they've been corrupted and distorted by modern jurists on the high bench.
Paul, give me a couple of examples, would you?
Oh, absolutely. For example, the Jones and Lockman Steele case said that now Congress can tell any factory owner, any manufacturer, any producer, that he must recognize labor unions in his shop, whether he wants to or not. And when that law was challenged, the Labor Management Act, it was challenged because that does not fit the definition of the Constitution's words to regulate commerce, because labor union management employee agreements, that's not commerce. That's simply a private contract agreement between the boss and his employee. But yet the Supreme Court in the Jones case got that case and said, you know what? We're going to expand the meaning of commerce. We're going to extend it to include anything at all that could possibly affect interstate commerce. Well, now, there is where the floodgates are opened. That's the that's where Pandora's box is open. And now all we need is the creative limits of the imagination. And wherever your imagination takes you, that's how far the commerce powers now extend, bestowed on Congress by the judicially active Supreme Court in 1937. That's one example. And, of course, the health care, the Obamacare law, that's coming up this month before the U.S. Supreme Court. It's going to be argued, that is, by the lawyers. They won't hand down a ruling until June. But in the meantime, Congress, let's just look at Congress, how they have ignored the Constitution in passing Obamacare, the health care. They've passed a law that says that the federal government in Washington, D.C., and all of its bureaucratic agencies can mandate to me and to you and to every one of your listeners that they must buy a health insurance policy. You know, that's as close to Vladimir Lenin's ideology in the old Soviet Union as I can imagine. That gets pretty darn close to outright tyranny and despotism, where the federal government in Washington, D.C. can mandate under penalty of fine, not imprisonment, but fine, that you have to buy a health policy, whether you want to or not. No matter how old you are, no matter how healthy you are, it doesn't matter. You've got to buy it because the federal government says so. You know, where does the Constitution authorize that? Of course, they pretend that the Commerce Clause does, to regulate commerce among the states. That's why I'm saying, the way I propose to amend that Commerce Clause, that kind of chicanery would not ever again be possible, because the bright and luminous boundary lines that I propose in the proposed amendment to the Commerce Clause would be so clear, so unambiguous, that only an idiot would argue otherwise.
You know, I find your comments to be very, very interesting, and I find it actually terrifying that the government, and it's not just President Obama, and when I say that, I'm not saying it because I'm necessarily a supporter, but I'm saying that because the Constitution has been disregarded, in my opinion, for quite some time, and I am not an attorney. But it just strikes me that some of the actions, for example, that took place under the previous administration totally disregarded the Constitution. Obamacare clearly disregards the Constitution, and it's terrifying to me. If this thing goes through, that action, to me, would be absolutely terrifying. Any comments on that?
Absolutely, but it doesn't stop with Obamacare.
Yeah.
Not only that, he has directed his Lisa Jackson, his EPA administrator, to impose on an administrative level cap and trade regulations on industries, particularly power plants around the country. So now Lisa Jackson is going around the country and she's going to impose cap and trade regulations on power plants. Well, Congress refused to pass that law. The Waxman-Markey bill, they refused to pass it. So now Obama says to Lisa Jackson, no matter, forget Congress, you just go ahead and, as a matter of administrative regulation, impose these rules of cap and trade on industries around the country. Well, this is not a regulation of interstate commerce any more than the compulsory health insurance is a regulation of interstate commerce, or of a labor union management contract is not a regulation of interstate commerce. You see, this is how the Constitution has been corrupted. This is how it's been distorted. This president that we have now, but you're right, the prior president, Bush, his unconstitutional foray was the No Child Left Behind Act. How dare he, George Bush, enact a federal law, or propose a federal law in the field of elementary education. Elementary education is the quintessential traditional function of states. That's part of state sovereignty. That's part of the state's responsibility. Just like the health, the welfare, and the education of citizens belongs to the states, not Washington, D.C. So there, the No Child Left Behind law is unconstitutional, and we could go on and on. The litany is actually endless.
Is it ever going
to
change?
It is. You can start with Richard Nixon if you want to, or worse, Lyndon B. Johnson with the Great Society with his programs. And just the expansion of the federal government has reached the point now where it's intolerable. We've got to do something. We're headed on a steep decline.
Our listeners are loving this because I have to tell you, we feel exactly the same way. It is absolutely appalling to me what is going on right now in federal government. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's not working. Look where we are from an economic standpoint. Look where we are from a loss of freedom standpoint. And the list goes on and on and on. Stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.